Basically, Doshik and Juha have moved to Seoul, the capital of Korea, and now they need jobs in order to live there. Doshik met up with the Blondie gangster over there, both of which seems to go way back when. Doshik is offering to work for Blondie as a thug. Maybe that blonde guy is a gangster. It is understandable why he would need someone like Doshik, because Doshik is like a one-man army. Doshik also knows this work is going to be dangerous, but wants to be able to afford a perfect life for his beloved Juha. And that's all I got, folks. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more Yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at ZealedForJoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more Yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at ZealedForJoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 35 of Pearlborn. Can our boys please get some happiness and peace? I almost stopped reading because it's so painful to see them suffer. Even in moments of happiness, there's danger lurking all around. Oh my god, Doshik looks so much more hotter with darker hair. Stop. And I'm so sorry to say this, but sometimes Doshik looks like that bastard Pilmon. And that confuses the hell out of me. I don't know about you guys. But not to point out the obvious though, but Doshik really shouldn't be working for the Blondie. As a thug? So it's gonna be in a gang? The Korean mafia maybe? It's about to go down, folks. Doshik really wants to protect his yeom. And I don't know what to say, but Doshik's action here in chapter 35 is making me feel things, and it's giving my stomach butterflies and making my heart flutter for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm very worried about this testing. But just thinking about the lengths that Doshik is going for Juha just shows how much he loves him. Like, whose boyfriend is gonna fight a whole bunch of thugs, punch a chaebol, aka Pilwon, drive hours to another city, use their savings for hospital bills, then go back to a shithole of a job they used to work in, so they could make their lover's life a better life? That's what makes Doshik one of the best characters in BL right now. And toxic? You don't need to question that. So he's planning to join the mafia, protect his yeom. I mean, it's kind of better than being powerless again, like what happened in the countryside, but I really just am not a fan of either one of them being near anything dangerous right now. I just want them to be happy together. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.zealedforjoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manhwa details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.